So, some quick news on today. The cast of Lizzie McGuire reunited on Instagram to do a table read of the infamous bra episode.
Wait, to the
Legendary.
what episode?
The bra
Which bra
episode?
episode?
There was
What
a
are you
big
talking
episode
about?
where she wears a bra for like the first time or some shit like that. And it was this
Vaguely
huge
remember.
thing. It was this huge thing. It was this huge episode, and so they reread that script as them older, and it is very weird to see them old. But Hilary Duff looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, I mean, she looks
She looks
incredible. It's true.
gorgeous.
Yeah.
And Gordo looks like he sells meth on the corner. It's really funny.
That tracks.
you should look up a picture of him now. It just
Yeah,
it's just
I'd rather
him.
not.
Her the guy who played her younger brother looks the same but with a mustache.
Yeah, I've seen him.
It's he looks great though. Everyone looks pretty good for, years later.
Yeah,
I don't know if
except
anyone
Gordo.
saw John. I don't know if you watched John Krasinski do the Great News Weekly thing.
Nope.
So there was a couple that had to cancel their wedding because of Rona. And so John Krasinski got Jenna Fischer to be the bride's maid of honor, and then he reunited
Aww.
the whole cast as like their party.
That's so cute.
It was
That's cute.
very weird. It's very wild. And Rainn Wilson is fucking old. It's crazy as
Stop.
shit.
Don't
Yeah.
hurt me like this.
Yeah, I know. That's it for news, aside from me going back to work today.
Oh, that's tragic.
I know.
I'm so
Rip.
sorry for your
Yeah.
loss.
Well, it's not like I'm gonna die or anything, so I'll be okay. What's annoying Catherine this week?
Gonna have to go with time zones.
What?
Time zones. Time zones
Why?
are annoying
As
me
a
this week.
general concept, or?
I would not like to elaborate on that at this time. That's all.
Okay.
We're in the same time zone, Catherine.
I don't think she's talking about our time.
Oh my
I'll give a shit
God.
about you, Jason.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Speaking of giving a shit, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts if you really give a shit.
Take a shit, give a shit,
Take a
whatever.
shit and give a shit.
Just remember to leave a review.
Leave a review.
Yeah.
And
We want to know.
Hannah, what time is it?
Right now?
Yeah.
12:46.
It's time to talk about the 2000s then.
God.
Now you see what I have to deal with every week. Not
I
every
saw
other
Catherine's.
week. How often do we do this?
I
I
saw
knew it
Catherine's
was a
face.
trap.
I saw Catherine's face,
I did
and
too. I should have known.
it said everything. I'm gonna play this song if I can find it really quick, and I think it's
Cool.
the perfect song to encapsulate this entire episode.
It's a tall order.
My soul, of course. Stabby rip, stab, stab. And it doesn't help that I couldn't get my hair to that flippy thing either. Like that guy from that band can do. Some days, I'm an emo kid, nonconforming as can be. You'd be nonconforming too if you look just like me. I have paint on my nails and makeup on my face. I'm almost emo enough to start shaving my legs, cause I feel real deep when I'm dressing in drag. I call it freedom of expression, most just call me a fag. Cause our dudes look like chicks, and our chicks look like dykes. Cause emo is one step below transvestite. Stop my.
Wow, that did not age well.
No.
That did not
That
age
did
well.
not age well at
Oof.
all. That would be a
Poorly
big
done.
oof from me.
So we should welcome back Hannah to the show. As you can all hear, there's a third voice.
Hi.
It is Hannah, the queen of Emoville.
Okay,
It's right next door
well.
to Halloween Town.
I live in Halloween Town. That is my whole existence.
That's our hometown where she
So this
hails.
is so this is emo part two, and we've been wanting to do this for more than a year and a half since we last. This is early. This is our first few episodes of being a podcast when we did it.
It's an
So
essential.
it's been a while. We had really bad audio in your bedroom, and now we're in completely different rooms with the greatest audio we'll ever have.
We've truly peaked audio-wise.
We
Yeah.
really have peaked.
But you don't wanna.
We I think
Was that a
the
fun?
I think the next level, I'm completely ignoring that. I think the next level.
not even
I think the I think the next level is for us to just have a satellite radio show right next to Howard Stern. That's like the next level.
I've been pushing for it for a while. We should do live radio. Our music would be great.
I could wear a Howard Stern wig and
the glasses. Yes, we would only play 2000s music. It would be fantastic. Because that's what everyone really wants is an entire radio station just for 2000s music, right?
And we just like, we only talk about blowjobs and drug abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the only way to do it. Mm-hmm. So I think for this episode, with part one, we talked a lot about the music and bands and all that. But I think with this, I think it's time to get personal. It's time to get introspective about our whole teenage experience through emo world and the phase. And there was no greater person we could think of than Hannah. God. There's no greater person. Because as we're looking at her now, she is white.
Yeah, no, I'm blind. I'm a ghost.
Yeah. I don't know if it's your window or just your camera, but it is
pale. It's a little bit of both.
It is pale. Yeah. Like,
you're glowing. Is,
yeah. I know. I thought the Word document I have open is white, but I am wrong.
Yeah, I'll just blast your eyes off.
Yeah, so kind of, you know, and also a fun fact about Hannah, she still owns a Hot Topic rewards card.
I actually do.
Because I lost mine years ago in my old wallet.
Did you?
I did. I had
I'm pretty sure mine's still in my wallet.
But you know what's really shitty is that came around the time when people were getting over emo and people like stopped going to Hot Topic for a bit. It was like, to be like 2009 or 2008. And I just like had chilled out.
Well, that's when you start hitting like the twilight years and then they figured out the whole fandom thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so it's just like, ah, shit. And then I had the rewards and I was like, oh, I'm not really using this. And I fucking lost it. So yeah. Hannah, what was your experience growing up emo in the middle of nowhere, Colorado?
First of all, it's not the middle of nowhere. First of all,
she grew up on a farm.
I did not. It's not like, you know, fucking Russia or something. It was Colorado. Chill.
Siberia.
Well, I was like late phase emo, so like definitely the latter years of like 07 onwards.
Okay.
Definitely a lot of scene mixed in. A lot of colored hair.
Oh god.
I had a pink zebra zipper jacket.
Oh, yeah. I remember
writing on your hand with picture, like song lyrics or whatever. I have a few of those. They're hidden on Facebook. But
we have found them. We have found them. And it is.
Oh, no. I hid them after you found them the last time.
It is embarrassing.
They're gone.
It's on an embarrassing
level.
It's
pretty bad.
I felt like your parent. And it's just like, oh God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, just trashy hair color and skinny jeans and a lot of shirts that didn't make sense.
I'm assuming your family portraits were like the worst.
Actually, not that bad. There are some bad like family vacation photos. My
the
family went on a
niece.
Vacation to Seattle and we went to Forks as a side trip for
me. That's like the perfect emo town.
Yeah,
it's always rainy.
it was everything. So yeah,
that's fucking hilarious. So I think like early on, I guess my experience, since I am older, my experience was very interesting, because the first, I wouldn't say serious girlfriend I had was like one of the most like emo chicks ever. She was like the
big was her hair, because that
she had a bob and it was colored.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
she had a bob.
Well, there you go.
She had a bob, and I believe yes, her name was Tori. And it was eighth grade. It was over the summer, and then we went out over the summer. So literally, as summer lasts 3 months during school break, that's how long it lasted. And so it was very interesting. A lot of striped shirts, a lot of striped socks, I will say.
Mm, I definitely had some of those.
Yeah, I once went over to her house, and she lived in, like, I would say the rich part of town. Mm. And so it was her, me, and her friend Ashley. And so I'm 14, mind you. I don't know what to do at all, but I vividly remember us just hanging out, mildly making out, and watching MTV and
out.
Taking Back Sunday is playing the loudest
Fuck.
Shit on the TV.
Yeah. That's incredible.
It is just an image that is just seared into my mind.
An emo love story.
Yeah. And so so imagine this, just she's just dressed in like this, she's wearing a t-shirt from The Used, and this is around the time I hadn't really started dressing like that till maybe after summer, or just more black t-shirts, but I had this big blue shirt, these big jorts, and I just show up walking over to her house and shit. It was just very, very interesting.
Were they your Echo jorts?
They were my Echo jorts. Those are my favorite. Yikes. They're somewhere in my parents' house, and I'm legit going to find them and rock that shit. Jorts were some of those comfortable things, especially when they were huge. They were so comfy, but they made you sweat when it was hot as shit.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Kathy?
What about you, Catherine?
God, I was definitely one of those people who I think the emo stuff was more like just internal and for music, like externally.
Hmm.
I think I was too much of a horse girl to like really go full emo.
You already had your place.
Right, exactly. Like I had my place in the world and it was as a horse girl, but like, so the emo was a lot of like the music and other stuff, and I had like a lot of friends who very much were like that, which is funny because I'd hang out with all these friends and they all have like the, you know, I had a friend who had like a different hair color every week. Her hair was totally fried, like skinny jeans, the studded belt. Like,
yeah,
and no, we would all hang out, and then I'm just here, like, I'm just wearing my t-shirt and jeans. But like, I'm here for it. I just like don't know what's going on, so I just did not look like an emo kid at all. So yeah, for me, it was less of a style and external image, and more internal, and especially on the music side.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of us sometimes, because it's just like how I couldn't go full on. My hair was long. My hair was like dripped down to here.
Gosh.
But it wouldn't go any longer, but it would grow long in the back and it would wave up. It would curl up.
God.
Yeah.
So you have a mullet is what you're saying.
Yeah, like it would get to a point that it didn't look good, and then I just had to completely cut it off, and it was really horrible for my face and my acne. It was rough. If I had known what I know now about hair, my hair would be like this for like ever. I wouldn't have never had it long, because it's fucking stupid. I would have never done it.
It's a lot of fucking work.
And you know what's, I think what's easier is that I think it's easier for white people to be emo. Like, a lot of white guys that I knew had longer hair and it looked really good.
Yeah, because it's, like, naturally straight.
It's naturally straight, a little wavy. And there was this guy I knew. He lived there, what I had known. He lived there previously, but then returned to our middle school in eighth grade. Because they're sixth grade. Left for a year, came back. And this dude was, like, the skinny white kid that all the girls loved, and he was funny, long hair, snake bites, the whole thing. But he was really funny, real chill dude. His name was Chris Kelly, which is like
Chris Kelly.
That's a legendary
personality.
It is. And so it was just like, I just remember hanging out with him a lot and a lot of other guys. And this was still around the time when emo skating, this is peak, like Viva La Bam was like the thing that we all watched and thought was fun to laugh at Don Vito. This was like that era of, that was like my era. And it was just, it was quite the time. I don't know. It's mildly embarrassing to even kind of fucking think about. But that's why we're here.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I think about it and I'm like, it wasn't that bad. Like, I was more goth than emo, I would say.
are you the goth kids from South Park? That, like,
I've never seen South Park.
Oh my god. I gotta show you a clip.
But no, I was like, you know, like the tutus over jeans with the fishnet gloves, the whole nine, you know? But then, yeah, and then you see pictures, and then you're like, oh, wow, that was...
Who the fuck was I?
Way worse than I remember.
I think now it's just more refined. We fine-tuned those wild, unnatural outfits to what we are now. Yeah. We are emo evolved. We're just like the next phase, which is called depression.
Adult depression.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's true. It's so true.
We're just depressed. Yeah. I think we've learned to internalize so much more. We've like mastered the art. I think we just showed it a lot with our clothes. And also there's like a thing with just like scene t-shirts and scene bands that like every shirt that you saw.
What do you consider a scene band?
Just anything with multiple colors and massive graphics. Like whenever I saw a t-shirt, I knew it was a band that I didn't like. Like
Blood on the Dance Floor.
It was just, it was obvious, you know. It was like, it would, I would compare it to like a metal band t-shirt that's just like scraggly font that's almost like unreadable.
That just looks like the brand, like branches all tied together.
But with scene shirts and like scene bands, it was font that looked like it was a cartoon on Cartoon Network. And it was just like, oh, is this a show? No, it's a... it's a band from Ohio. It's, oh, shit.
It's like the neon, like almost...
the big neon.
It's like neon and like almost bubbly mixed with emo. Yes. That's how you know it's seen, you know? Yes,
exactly. So I have some questions. Just like small topics I kind of thought of. What was some songs or a song that made you cry? A solid one. Give me like one or two.
I mean, I hope Catherine backs me up on this, but Remembering Sunday by All Time Low is definitely one of those.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, and that then, song.
When you guys die, that's playing.
I'm perfectly okay with that. Playing.
Play it at my funeral so everyone cries for me.
Or just questions what the fuck is playing right now.
What is this?
Half of them are crying. The other half are like, hello?
It's like a throwback radio on like your funeral.
I mean, like I'll die a All Time Low bitch, you know, like
We know this. Same. And then also Cartel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cartel's a big one. Mm-hmm. Cartel's a big cry.
Yeah, they messed me up. Yeah.
I think the song that got me was The Ghost of You by Mike Kemp.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely got me.
I mean, that music video breaks me. The song it's itself heavy. I can get through.
It's one of my favorite videos ever.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's a really great video. Like, yeah, that song got me. I don't remember why, but it just, like, it was heavy as shit. And so I think that's one song I could remember that, like, actually fucking got me. Maybe a Hawthorne Heights song, but I don't think so.
You're just a Hawthorne Heights stan. Just admit
big,
it.
Big stan, bro.
Big stan, bro.
Big stan. BSB. I hate that. Yeah, so that was very, The Ghost of You, yeah, like 100%. I don't know, like, what was your first introduction to emo, Hannah?
MCR.
That was, like, the first band. Because I don't know, like, what were you prior to, like, Tutus Over Jeans and shit? Like, who the fuck were you?
I was a tomboy. I was a big fat tomboy. Same person. Like, I used to wear my brother's t-shirts and like just whatever pants my parents happened to give me. My mother hated that I didn't like dresses. Like,
oh my God.
Tomboy to a T. And then I got into the emo thing, which they were kind of okay with because at least I was not a tomboy anymore and I wore clothes.
And you wore clothes as opposed to being like naked before.
Yeah, just running around naked. But yeah, no, it's emo for days.
Mm-hmm. If you had a child, like having to, I feel like that's just a very universal thing and like a cyclical thing with generations, is that they all have their emo phase, like the way kids in like the 90s had their grunge phase. And like in the 80s was like hair metal and just massive hair, you know. So I guess with ours, like if we had children, you know, like how do we look at them during their emo phase? Because I still see it now and it's very weird to see. I still see it. It's not as rampant as it was when I was growing up, but it's still
very on the down low. I almost feel like e-boys. It's like, I feel like that's emo adjacent.
Yeah.
That's a vibe.
Yeah.
E-boys. And it's just like, how do we...
Well, I remember when I first... Go ahead.
I hate that I'm treating it like it's a disease, but like, how do we view like our future children?
How do we cure it?
You know, during their like angsty phase, you know what I mean? It's just like, if I saw my kid in like tight red pants and like a shitty belt, and like huge shoes, you know what I mean?
I feel like
I'm the tutu to go on top of it.
It's just like, yeah. No, I think I, I think I encourage it.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you, but also even if you wanted to stop, if you also wanted them to stop, if you encourage them, they'd feel more inclined to stop.
Yeah, 100%. Right. It's just reverse psychology also, because
yeah, exactly. But then you can encourage them and support them, like you said, help them style it better. So maybe it's a little less cringy than if they were doing it completely on their own, right?
Or at least like take care of it, you know? Because like straightening your hair so much makes it unhealthy.
Oh fuck yeah!
So you teach them how to take care, you know? Like
I was just like, if you're gonna dress like that,
you're gonna do it right, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't keep your hair long. It's going to be bad for your face and for your hair.
It's like in Mean Girls where she's like, if you're going to drink, I want you to drink in the house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Basically, if you're going to look like a sad boy, look good at least.
Yeah, if you're going to be a sad boy, let's look good and let's take care of yourself while you do it.
I don't know if my future wife would like allow it. Would you? If our kid went emo and like just big angsty, she said absolutely not.
Oh no!
No, she would not allow that. She would take our kid to J. Crew immediately.
Oh god!
Find some polos and
that's
some
tragic,
nice, right?
But what if they were a J. Crew kid from the get go?
It's not bad.
That's
if
not
anything,
bad.
It's not. You know, they just dress plain. You know, it's nothing.
Preps. Wild. Oh my god!
If anything, they would be super expensive to shop for. Because if there's one thing about being emo, was like it was mildly cheap.
Yeah, because you just wear trash.
It was just colors. It was just colors. Yeah. I will say or Hot Topic should be burned in hell for how expensive their band t-shirts were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's stupid expensive.
It is stupid expensive.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. Like, totally. I remember there was a time when just going in, buying, like, a System of a Down shirt was maybe $15. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, fuck, like, what am I doing? And then they started, I knew times were changing when Hot Topic began to play rap music, and they started bringing rappers into their t-shirt lineups.
Yeah.
And so that's when I knew times were changing, because there was, at some point, there's like Mayday Parade, then there's Bring Me the Horizon, Dashboard, then there's a Lil Wayne t-shirt right next to it. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? There's like Eminem on the corner.
It's like the level of chaos that we experienced at the t-shirt store in Jersey Shore.
It's chaos.
It's like that level
it's
of
absolute chaos.
Yeah.
It's complete chaos. And what they would do is they would almost split up genre. So like the big wall by the side would be just like rock bands, scene bands. Then in the little corner was like all the rappers. Yeah, I remember they did that. Which is like, oh, segregation in many different ways.
Oh my god.
No.
Yeah.
Well, when they got into the fandom stuff though,
That's when it really went downhill.
When you could go to Hot Topic and buy like a Naruto jacket, that's when it's just like it was too much.
It's over.
It's fucking over. Mm-hmm. Or you could go find your next piercing at fucking Hot Topic.
They still have a ton of Harry Potter stuff there.
Always, I believe it. Always. Like, during Halloween?
Still alive and well.
During Halloween?
All year, dude.
All year? Like, but it's during Halloween, they just like amp that shit up. All the ties you want, all the robes, everything. It's a wild as shit. So this leads into like my next thing. What was your go-to emo outfit? What was like the one? Because I had one outfit like on a Friday when it was like last week of school. Like, you know, just like that was like my fucking outfit. I rocked that shit hard.
But so what was it?
My outfit was... I had this striped polo that was like long. It was like black and gray stripes, and it had black and gray striped socks, and like I had these colored, I forgot what brand you were, but they were like skate shoes. They were like big, thick shoes. And that's what I'd wear with like black jeans. That was like my go-to. It was very simple, but like, you know, and just longer hair. Yeah, so that was like mine. It wasn't anything wild or anything, so... What about yours? Anything that pissed off your parents, too. It's like the one outfit. It's just like, no, Hannah, go back upstairs.
Well, I had the benefit. My parents always left for work early, and I took myself to school, so they never saw what I wore to school. So I had I had complete freedom. So I could do pretty much whatever I wanted.
And it was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I was... emo. What was that gonna be? What kind of trouble would I get into? Crying? Like,
why are you crying?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I also had like the typical striped gray and black.
Were you more of a striped girl or like a checkered girl?
Oh, definitely stripes.
Stripes.
100%. I was not a big checkered.
Yeah, I knew people with checkered.
A lot of flannel, though. That was the beginning of the flannel years.
Once again, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Yeah, I didn't like checkered shit. It's very specific. It's a very, what's the word? Like, it's not a fun pattern. It's not a fun pattern to look at. It's very distressing. I feel like I'm in a carnival.
I think I'm in small amounts it's okay, but like not how people would dress with checkers back then.
A checkered wristband was fine.
Yeah, a pair of those.
There you go. She's already wearing
it. A pair of those like classic Vans that have like the black and white checkers.
Those
are cool. Those. Some of the checkers. I definitely had a pair of knee-high socks that came in like a 4-pack from Hot Topic that were like black and then neon colored checkers. That was more like seen, like borderline though. So, but they also, the others in the 4-pack were like black with a bunch of neon paint splatters. And then I also had black and white stripes with red splatters on them.
Nice.
Because, blood. I forget what the last pair. Oh, the last pair, I think, I want to say were, zebra. Like, black and white
Damn.
Zebra.
Oh, of course.
And they had left and right on the foot. Which nice. I often...
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case you forgot. I
frequently put them on the wrong feet because,
It happens.
I'm a mess, yeah.
It happens.
But I definitely had those. I wore those all the time. I loved those socks. But, I didn't have any pants that were... show them, so it was always just sort of under my pants.
So
it was a secret.
A question that just came up in my head that's very, that's very hard. Evident that so going to lunch during high school, middle school, where did you sit? Who did you sit with? You always sat with all the scene punk skater kids, because that's where I sat.
My best friend was also a goth emo, so we were both just in the paint with all of it.
Yeah.
It was very deep. Mostly skater emo kids.
Yeah, same.
Either outside or inside, depending on weather, because it's Colorado. But
yeah, we didn't have that. I never had that luxury, and I was always very jealous of. Especially high schools out west, that you could just hang out outside.
Yeah.
We couldn't do that. We just had the room. We were locked in.
Yeah. What? There's no outside. We had a big yellow gate that would close across the cafeteria at the time of lunch, so you couldn't leave. There was one senior privilege is that you could go outside the doors on one side of the cafeteria, and there would be two little picnic tables next to the parking lot.
Yep.
And,
you guys couldn't even go off campus for lunch?
No.
Only seniors could go to the... there was a small square with a tree and a few benches where seniors could only eat, but no one ever went outside like that.
Yeah.
Because it's just this little square. It looked like a hamster cage.
Yeah.
And so nobody went outside. And so for most of middle school, I just sat with the skater kids and the punk kids. Everyone sat at two tables. It was two tables that they would take up every fucking day. And so I love middle school clique segregation. To where where all the preppy kids are. They sat on the left side. It was just a lot of pastels, light blue, light pink.
Abercrombie.
Aeropostale.
American Eagle.
Hollister. American Eagle
is the big one.
American Eagle. All of their parents worked for the government or were lawyers. Blonde. A lot of girls named Ashley and Amanda.
A lot of white privilege in general.
You could just smell that shit. You can tell because their table was extra white. This is just a whiter table than everybody else's. And they all played soccer. It's very weird.
I hate how accurate that is.
Oh, it's disgusting. It's really disgusting.
Soccer or lacrosse? Don't forget lacrosse.
Yeah, I was about to say lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
And field hockey.
Hold on. Lacrosse, soccer, track. A few of them were track runners. And so the preppy kids were over here to the left, and the rest were on the right side. So parents' favorites, parents not favorites. So it's very good. So what were, you don't have to name names because I already named one. What were like your big emo crushes growing up around the little circle?
Wait, like within our friends?
Yeah, within our, like everyone had a crush on somebody. Everyone had a crush on somebody.
Oh no.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, I think Amanda's cute. It's just like just random shit like that. And so, you know.
I have a whole tale, but I want Catherine to go first.
Spit it out. My fiance won't hear my nonsense, so it's perfect.
Wait, so who's going first?
You, Catherine. You.
I'm going first? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I like blacked all that out. I didn't have a ton of like super emo friends. At least none that I was like crushing on. There was one dude that I had a lot of classes with who was in like my specialty art class. He dropped out freshman year. He was kind of a piece of shit, but he had like the long like black fringe and like he wore like the contacts that made his eyes look like, you know, like bright blue. And yeah, like the snake bites, of course, like, you know, whole deal. The extra skinny jeans that make his legs look like sticks. Looking back, none of this is cute, but at the time, that was some hot shit.
It's really not.
And he was like very like class clowny, charismatic. So, you know.
Oh God.
Yeah, but then he dropped out. He did a lot of drugs. He was a piece of shit. So he's gone.
Well, that's what happens, you know.
Yeah, I feel like they at some go point. A little. I don't know.
I think I'll go next, since Hannah's probably going to be like, wild as shit. There was this girl I fiended for hard, seventh, like leading into eighth grade, something like that. And so before Tori was Brittany. It's very weird. So I never intended to go out with Brittany, even though it lasted like 2 weeks. Brittany. Never my intended. I wanted to go out with her friend. And so when that didn't work, I just ended up over there. I was like, fuck. And so that happened for like 2 weeks, and then that was kind of it. And then Tori happened. And so eighth grade was just like a line. I dated white women almost exclusively for a fucking while.
God.
Yeah, it was very weird, you know. And it is, it's not fun. it's not fun. But it was also a time when I didn't hang out with a lot of like Hispanic people a lot, and I just like hung out with like, because it was just a very white crowd around. Well,
yeah,
that area.
Emo culture is very white. So
it's not brown exclusive. It's just like it's very few of us.
Well, it's like one of the things.
It's hard
being
emo and a Latino, because then no one understands you. It's like, why are you wearing? Why are your jeans are so tight? You know, I hear that shit all the time.
One thing I really hate about emo is that it really gave skinny, weird-looking white boys a platform, and they're still on that, you know? Like, I feel like that emo is really what gave the skinny white boy that much clout, and I'm kind of upset that, like, that's still a thing that's going on, you know?
They all grew up to work for Republican congressmen.
Oh, my God.
They all became aides in, like, the Trump administration. Yeah, so that was, like, my thing. It's just, like, it was very... And I don't know, it was just very uncomfortable because you're so young and it's just like, what do I do? Like, you don't know anything about women. Nothing. You don't know shit. You just like the idea of the chase. And then when it happens, it's like, what am I doing? You know, because like you're so, you have no experience. You don't know what the fuck it is. And so it's like having a crush was like the weirdest thing. And then and it's like, oh, every song reminds me of you. It's just like, all that kind of shit like that. So that was, it's just a very weird time having to, I don't know. It's very weird. I thank God I don't know them and they don't listen to this shit. What about you? What about you, Hannah?
Yeah,
what
tell is us your, more.
Wait, did you use real names? Should I change names?
I did use real names, but Amanda Brittany is such a vague ass
okay,
name.
But there's a couple of characters. So.
Yeah,
I can bleep them out if you want to say names. I'll just bleep them out.
I'll just say names.
You can bleep
them
out. It's more fun to hear a bleep in anything. Yeah. It's more fun.
Oh, God. Okay. So, eighth grade. I had this friend.
Wow.
She started dating a guy named and group of friends were the skater kids and we were the emo kids. So it's they started dating. They were all like, everyone was sort of hooking up with, like, all the emo girls were hooking up with the skater guys. And I had a big crush on this guy named and we were in theater together. He was really tall. He was, you know, a roller coaster. And I really liked him, so I asked him to the dance, and we danced together, and it was great. But he hated it. It's very, like, awkward middle school dancing where you're, like, arms completely straight, not looking at each other. I can't remember what song we danced to, but it was definitely something really emo.
Yeah.
and then I asked him out, and I didn't hear from him for, like, 3 days. And then
wow.
He found me in the hallway, dragged me over to him, and was like, you need to give this girl an answer, blah, whatever. And
don't you love it back then when it was so, like, public and so, like, immediate?
Yeah, like, you have to know right now. And this was, like, right after lunch. We were going right by the lockers. Exactly. The only time I had lockers in my time at school. And he was like, no, I don't think so. But we had the next class together, so I had to walk with him to this class, and it was super awkward, horrible. And then, like, a week later,
wow,
has a birthday party. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry about, like, are you crushing on anyone? Like, maybe I can help you with someone. And I'm an asshole. And I said his best friend. I was like, yeah, I have a crush on his best friend.
Yo.
And she's like, no, no way. Like, we're super tight. I didn't realize she was this close with this guy. And so at her birthday party, she told him, and I was so embarrassed, I sat on her cake, and then, but that didn't deter him, because he still asked me out, and we went out for 9 months, and then I dumped him.
Oh my god.
Damn, Hannah. Jesus Christ.
Okay, Hannah. All right.
All right. Oh, okay. Fucking... Yep.
I'm still friends with all of them, though. All the skate. I'm not friends with any of my emo friends anymore, but I'm still friends with all the skaters. You know my drug dealer friend?
Yes.
That's him.
Oh, my God.
Messy. Messy. Wow. Amazing.
For the record, he's not a drug dealer anymore, but...
it's quite the story. It's quite a story, you know.
Thank you.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah, my eighth grade dance was fun, you know. That's when two girls had crushes on me, which is weird to say. Which is weird to say. Yeah. One was but I didn't know that, and so I went out with someone else instead. And so, but that was very, very light, you know. I'm not friends with anymore. I'm friends with that other girl I went out with. Still.
Oh, funny how that works.
Yeah. No, we were still friends at, like, afterward, because she was real, real cool. But after that, it was just like, meh.
No, I'm sure. But now you can look back and laugh at it because you weren't in it together.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So here's a fun little thing. What was your MySpace song? Like the song.
As if it didn't change weekly? What do you mean?
Like, what was, I guess, like, not weekly, but I think, like, the one song that you would pick for your MySpace, like, if you had to choose one that you hadn't changed.
Mine would probably have to be Panic at the Disco. Lying is the most fun a girl can have without taking off her clothes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yes.
That's pretty close to the story you just told.
I mean, wow. Rude. I was like, what, 13?
I know. Who the fuck do you think you are? I think mine was the Kill by 30 Seconds of Mars.
Yeah,
that was like
that tracks,
yeah, yeah, dog. Yeah, when that song dropped, I was just like, "Is that Jared Leto? What the fuck?" I was like, "What the fuck?" And I loved the video, and I was just like, "Yo, this fucking song knocks!" And he has an amazing voice.
Yeah, and, I mean, 30 Seconds to Mars is great when they're not making a cult, but...
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's, like, so weird and so problematic in so many ways.
Yeah.
But it's just, he has an amazing voice. And like, the thing is, like, he hides the fact that he can't really... He can sing really loud, but if you told him to just sing lyrics, it's just a whole nother story for him.
Yeah.
Like, does that kind of make sense? He makes arena rock. You know, he makes shit for you to chant to.
Yeah.
Like, what's that song? We the Kings.
Mm,
Is that the song? Check Yes, Juliet?
No. Like, the song.
I remember the music video for that because I think it was one of those that, like, you know how back in the day iTunes.
It's not even
would do,
lyrics.
Like,
it's just choral hymn.
And then free music video of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think I got the music video for free once with that song.
So Catherine, what was your MySpace song?
I didn't have a MySpace.
Oh man, seriously?
My internet usage was very closely monitored, and I wasn't even, like, one of those. I mean, it was a while before I had a Facebook, you know? Or at least before I was allowed to have a Facebook.
I mean, I got my Facebook in secret, but...
Yeah, I got mine in secret, but then, like, at the, you know...
Don't you kind of miss that, having, like, your own, like, personal page, like, quiet, like, almost hidden as shit? That's
what,
like, the first Finsta.
That's what private Twitter accounts are for.
Yeah.
You put that shit on private and then don't tell anyone about it.
Yeah,
but, like... It's the only reason I'm on Twitter still.
But it's more fun hiding it from your parents or being up... Or I do miss being late up at night... Quietly typing on AIM.
I do miss late night MySpace.
Oh, what were your AIM names?
Latin Fonts 13. That was mine.
Oh my god.
I wasn't on AIM.
You
had no name?
I wasn't on AIM.
Oof, dog. Yeah. AIM was so much fun.
AIM was great. I technically I just changed my Facebook email from my AIM email recently.
Dude,
because
what the fuck?
Because I don't know, it was just there for a while and that became my spam account that I use.
Is that on your LinkedIn now?
But then I got locked out of something, I forget what, because it was linked to that account, but I couldn't get into that email because it's AIM and I don't remember the password for it. Like,
AIM,
I couldn't figure it out.
So
but
old.
I made it so long ago that they didn't have any kind of like backup things to retrieve your password, so the only way for me to get back in that account is if I call their support center, and I'm not gonna do that.
There's like no one in that office.
The amount of accounts that I still have connected to that email is concerning.
Wow.
Like,
that's
disgusting. I replaced all the ones I could, so like I said, Facebook is no longer attached, and the thing is also because technically, my Hulu and Spotify are also connected to my Facebook because I signed up for Spotify through Facebook, and then I have
Same.
Hulu through
days.
Spotify. Yeah, so if I like got kicked out of that, I would be screwed. Like, yikes. I wouldn't be able to exist. But I fixed it. It's fine.
Fucking That's, AIM, dude. Yeah, wow. AIM, late night chats, and what I would do if I was talking really late. So, closing my door in my room, the light of the screen would still shine through the door. So, what I would do is I would put pillows on the bottom of the door so you couldn't see any light go through.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And just, I would type, like, really quietly.
Bro, you had a computer in your room?
I had a computer in my room. Yeah.
I did not.
I did.
I had my family's
old-ass computer. I'd go into the
computer
room.
Male privilege.
Steal the laptop.
You'd steal the laptop?
See, we didn't have laptops. I had, like...
I didn't have a laptop.
I had a very old, like, box computer that
like, desktop.
I had the Windows Vista.
20 minutes to turn on. Like, that's what I got to use for my internet usage. I think MySpace may have actually would probably break it, if I'm being real.
I had an e-machine, so it wasn't a Dell. It was an e-machine. It was, like, a Microsoft brand PC.
Weird.
It was the worst computer I had ever had. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
Have y'all ever heard of, like, the website Millsbury?
Yes.
Mm-mm. So, yeah, they do, like, a bunch of, like, it's, like, a cereal thing. I don't know. But it's just another one of those simulation kind of games. But I played that all the time, and there was one game that I was, every day, I always got, like, the peak amount of points, even though it was really hard, because the game was so laggy that the timer on it ran, like, a third of the speed it was supposed to.
So oh my god, so you were just like raking in the points?
Yes, every day. I got so much like money That's off insane. Of that game because the timer. And then we got a newer computer. Like, it wasn't new, but it was newer.
Yeah.
And then the timer stopped lagging and I'm just like, this sucks. I want my money. I want to cheat.
Oh no.
So let's talk about just
the
like 2000s. No, shut up. So what is, if you could pick one song to define your emo era, your whole phase, what would it be?
That's really hard. That's so mean.
It is mean, yeah.
One song.
Kind of mad.
Just one?
Just one. I know you could have like a whole...
Well, it's not fair because right, I want to pick three, an MCR three, song.
Three, three. Okay. I know. All right, three, three. We're all going to pick an MCR song.
Yeah,
I was going to
say.
It's evident, guys. It's evident.
Okay. Should we just go in a round robin way?
Yeah.
The first one is The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's not technically emo, but I feel like it fits in there real nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mine would be Miss Murder by AFI, one of them. I was just re-listening to that album, and that shit
classic.
Fucking slaps. AFI sure is so does. Good.
My God. I'm going to go with Teenagers by My Chemical Romance for one.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed. Oh, boy. You don't know what they do to guys like us in prison. MCR.
Wow. Okay.
It's just, it's a fucking banger. Oh my God.
I'm going to pick Helena by My Chem.
Nice.
That is a very, it's just a lot of memories for me when I heard that song and listening to it. And that was very, it was like a defining point. It's one of the greatest.
Trying to make my final decisions.
Ugh. Really hard. Catherine, have you looked at our
the emo yours? Trash playlist?
Yeah,
I'm on that right now. Yeah.
There's an emo trash playlist.
I think we made it one time when we were working in Sage, and it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
It's really great.
It's a good one.
It is. It's a lot of fun, and it has a lot of the niche stuff that we listen to, but not a lot of people we know listen to. So like the kind of stuff you can't find on most emo playlists.
I love it.
Yeah, but I'm looking.
Oh,
on
you know what? Instead of I'm breaking the rules, sorry. It either has to be something from Mariana's Trench or something from Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Ugh.
Two very different moods.
Let's see. I'm gonna go with Dear Maria, Count Me In for another one by All Time Low.
Oh my Lord.
Like I can't not include an All Time Low song.
Oh,
yeah,
no, you
because
can't.
It's so hard to pick three.
The music video is like so peak that style, like
exactly.
All of their clothes and the hair. Oh.
It kills me.
It's a
I think my third and final one is, I don't know if it's like obvious, but it's like it's pretty good. Saying Sorry by Hawthorne Heights.
Oh my God,
I didn't know you were a Hawthorne Heights hoe.
Big fucking fan. That's a good. When they came out, like they just had hits.
No, they're good.
They had a really.
I don't disagree. It's just
solid.
Like, it's very.
They had a really specific. Solid first album. It is a very specific band, and they're still around. And it's very weird to see them. I hope to God they're not still playing these songs because it doesn't make any. They're 40. Yeah. It doesn't track
anymore.
As well. It's not relatable.
Well, I saw while I was looking through music this morning, I saw Mayday Parade is still putting out music.
Oh my God.
They are. Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, that's a lot.
I don't know, man. Imagine being their kids. You know.
I literally can't.
You know what I mean?
Do they have kids?
They have to at this point. No way. No way they don't. No way.
I mean, they're still
clean.
Making music, which makes me feel like they don't have a lot else to do.
Oh Lord,
that's fair.
So, have you picked your song, Hannah?
Oh, I have to pick one.
Oh, well, no. Then you pick three. Did you pick your three?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I can pick another one if you want.
No, it's fine.
You keep going all day.
Do you have? All right, so. Do you have one article of clothing during the emo era that you would bring into this era now? Like, just like a style. Yeah. I don't know. Like a studded belt. You know what I mean? Like, just like, I don't know. Anything.
Really elaborate goth is a goal for me.
I have a coworker that is pretty goth like every day,
but when it's like elaborate and like you're actually putting money and like making things, it's really fucking cool.
Yeah,
I wish I was that cool.
Yeah, I think.
But alas.
A studded belt. I think if I could rock that with confidence, I think it'd work. I feel
were
like
you
those
ever
are
one of the seatbelt people. Like I had a seatbelt that was a belt.
Yes, I still have one at my parents' house.
Yeah, I think it was a
Volcom, the seatbelt one, but those were solid, but they would always come off. They weren't the most secure things.
Oh, really? For me, it was the best belt I ever had.
They just weren't secure. My parents always threatened to hit me with it because that shit hurts.
Yeah,
because it's a metal buckle and a fucking rope around your waist. Yeah. The fastener, the shit hurts. And so, yeah, but I like studded belts. Like I like studs. There's something studs, even now. You could still rock that shit.
I still have a jean vest with some studs on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think that would still work.
Well, also like Converse. Converse are timeless. Yeah. But
I still own a pair of Chucks, but they're weatherproof.
Oh, nice.
And so they're really great for, like, water. Hell yeah.
I need a new pair because I had to throw away my last pair because they were completely falling apart. Like, they were such a mess. I couldn't, like, if I walk on anything slightly moist, just, like, my sock is soaked.
I do miss wearing skate shoes. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies that used to make them don't exist anymore.
I think that's what I would want to bring back is I would want to bring back the shoes. Like,
yeah, the shoes.
Really
the
any shoes of the like shoes. That. You know,
because they were, I loved how huge they were and how comfy they were because they were skate, they were made for comfort to ride. And so they were super thick and they were really big. And I loved wearing them. I loved wearing them. I don't know if, I'm sure you guys remember the way people, especially emo kids and like all those kids would do is they would tie their shoes in a totally different way. I never learned how to do it. I had to have one of my friends do it.
What do you mean, like the checkerboard and stuff?
How they would do, how like they would just do like the one line across each lace.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never learned how to do
that. I did that all the time.
Well, now we have Google.
Now we have Google. So it's like I never learned how to properly do that. So I had to have a friend do it. And I had Invader Zim laces and I had them do it on mine. So, yeah. So that was my thing. This is our last thing. Do we have an embarrassing emo moment that you can remember? That pick is just one. Just pick one. It's just like either like at a family function or like in a restaurant, anywhere that was just like mildly embarrassing. Or they like I think it always kind of pertains to your family because it's just like we look completely different than like anyone else.
This is hard.
you just have so many.
Well, I don't know. A lot of that life has been
erased.
Out. Yeah,
your life has been completely redacted. Completely redacted.
Oh, I have one, but it's from high school. It's still the 2000s when I was in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. It's close enough.
Okay, so I was on the varsity softball team.
Damn!
Yeah.
Varsity.
Varsity. As a freshman.
You were good.
I was doing great for myself.
Damn.
Okay. And my cousin was living with us, and she was a hairstylist, so she would color my hair literally weekly, just because I could. So at this point in time, my hair was entirely, like, neon purple. Like, the whole thing. And we went to an away game where we had to spend the weekend somewhere. So they got us a hotel, whatever. And I took a shower that night and I got up in the morning. We were getting ready to leave. And the coach came and fucking yelled at me because I left the the shower purple. And he felt the need, instead of telling me about it, to clean it himself. And then he got pissed off because he couldn't get it out. And I was like, you just use bleach. I know how to clean it. Like, I'm dyeing my hair all the time. I know how to clean hair dye. And he was like, I don't appreciate it, and you should dye your hair back, and, like, this is unprofessional, like, you're part of the team, and I was like, fuck you, and so, yep.
Yeah, Hannah's so unprofessional. The
I
fuck? Know.
Back when I had some of my hair blue a few years ago, every day when I got out of the shower, I would spray the tub down with bleach, every day.
Yeah.
And that's why I never dyed my hair blue again.
Your hair was blue?
Well, like, it had, underneath. Like, the underside of it was blue.
Mm.
Yeah. And, like, blue, something about blue, it both fades really fast and also stains everything. Like,
yeah, it's not a fun color. It's not a fun color.
Cool colors are especially bad with staining.
Yeah.
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 I never dyed my hair because I think I was going to be evicted from my house. Like, my parents would never, like, I could never get a piercing. So there's three things I could never do because I would forsake my family: a piercing, a tattoo, or dye my hair.
Yeah.
They would never allow it. So I was like, all right, that's fine. I don't want to fucking dye my hair.
Well, that's why I started dyeing my hair in college, though, because I couldn't do it in high school. My parents wouldn't even let me do the Kool-Aid thing, like it would, which I wanted to do. Because I just so desperately wanted to dye my entire head in neon color when I was in high school. But yeah, I was not allowed to do that. Still, my parents are upset about me dyeing my hair. I still get shit about it all the time, even though I haven't done it in over a year.
Mom, I'm 30.
I'm an adult who pays my own bills. And I still think they'd lose
the
their
only
mind
thing I ever colored.
If I get a tattoo, which like I do want to get, so.
Like, the closest thing I ever got to was just colored hairspray, but that was for, like, a pep rally.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
And it was, like, green.
Everyone uses that every now and then.
Yeah, every now and then. So that was just, like, the one thing. And even then, like my mom was just, like, really fucking pissed when I got back.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know. I think an embarrassing moment would be, like, just being a weirdo at family functions. I think that's, like, the most.
Yeah. Well, I'm still a weirdo at family functions.
So. Oh, yeah. Still. Yeah. But like, now it's more refined. Yeah, now it's more refined.
Now it's cultured.
It's cultured. You know what I mean? Like,
I was just somewhere of Jason being an emo piece of shit in my apartment. Where can I find that? Let me find that.
The fuck was I doing?
Hey Siri.
Hold.
When was this?
Also, before this recording, I sent Catherine a picture from the 2007 party. Do you remember
that? Yes. Yes. I love that picture.
It's a fake.
Is it all of you in the bathroom?
Yeah, the one where we look lesbian punk band. It's that one.
It's so good.
That was a fun party.
That was a great party.
That was a great party.
Yeah, I think that's honestly might be my favorite party that we've ever.
We've been talking about doing a 2000s party, but since everyone's across state lines,
and
it's
also
a little tricky.
You know, pandemic also doesn't help.
Yeah,
pandemic,
I was about
it's much,
to say
it's,
public
it's much
health.
Tricky.
But
yeah.
There's a lot standing in our way right now. It's upsetting.
I did love that party because it made me scrounge through my closet to find shit I used to wear. And so that was very fun to re-find. Yeah.
Like,
to comb my
and
hair
we
down.
Live.
I'm gonna
and
need
we
to
live.
Notice if we do it again because one, I will drive up. I will drive like 10 hours to go. And two, I need to make sure I stop by my parents' house on the way up to get all my emo stuff because I don't have a whole lot of it here with me.
Yeah, I gotta scrounge through like Depop to find like old like Mark Echo shirts because that was the one thing I wore a lot was Mark Echo.
I can't believe.
While I was looking, can I just?
Is that it?
No.
Wow.
No, that's me.
Can we use that? Can we use that on the page?
No, I can give you. Oh, also, I got access to one of my MySpace accounts.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. I want to bring MySpace back. Can we bring MySpace back? I just want to rank my friends publicly.
All right. So we're going to have a MySpace episode. So if you want to come back for that, you totally can. Because then we could talk about that.
I spent an embarrassing amount of time on MySpace.
I think we all did. So I think for that episode.
Wait, did you guys ever do Vampire Freaks? That's the real question.
No.
How emo were you?
No. I never did. I was never vamped up, bro.
Also, so I found the video that I was talking about.
Yay.
See if it'll play.
Oh my God, I remember this.
I don't remember this, but wow.
Yeah, me and Cameron. That was so much fun.
We were just blasting emo music because that's just what we do on your average like night.
Make damn sure. Make damn sure is
make
the
damn
fucking
sure
is the fucking jam.
It slaps. It slaps for sure.
Yeah. It's the fucking jam.
So good.
Almost done. So wrapping this up.
Yeah.
1 out of 10, would you bring back emo? On a scale of 1 to 10. Yes or no?
Emo style or emo kids?
Emo style. I think we're just more sharper about it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's evolved into something that's a little more workable.
Yeah, I feel like I still have it.
So I would not bring back the style. The music, yeah. I would, because I'm still trash, well, but like...
I wouldn't bring back Scene, but I don't think emo was that bad.
No, emo wasn't bad. Scene was wild.
Scene was embarrassing.
Yeah. Scene was too much.
Scene was trash.
Scene was trash.
Yeah. But emo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I almost exclusively wear black jeans, so...
Same.
Yeah, yeah. We're already halfway there.
Yeah, we're already there.
I just all need right. to dye my hair.
So... So, join us next episode when we talk about the Fast and the Furious.
I'm really going to have to find time to actually watch that.
We're going to watch that shit together.
Have fun with that.
I have so much limited time. Like, my time Dude. Is so limited, and I can't believe I'm going to be spending it watching Fast and Furious.
You so are going to fucking love it. I promise you. It is... We're going to have a big movie night. Me, the fiance, you, Jackie, we're going to watch this shit because you guys haven't seen it.
This is true.
And we're going to have a big discussion about this fucking movie. It's for the culture, Catherine. It's for the culture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, y'all have fun with that.
Well, I'm glad you had fun, Hannah.
Thank you for joining us. Your expertise is really appreciated.
It's really yeah, appreciated. You know, it's always welcome. So please come back for our MySpace episode.
Thank you for having me. Great. I'm sure.
don't sound too excited, Hannah.
Yeah, don't be too amped. Woo! Calm down. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
XD. Goodbye.
XD. Oh, my God.
No.
XD.
No.
XD RAR.
RAR is how we say bye in dinosaur.
And I think we can end it with that.